Yippee-ki-yay, JavaScript and code refactoring spells. Refactoring is about internal program upgrades, heroic little battles that change nothing at first, but then change everything, opening the future wide. I just spent a week refactoring a data tree into a data table. A tree has many nested branches, like the folders on your file system. And a table is a kind of a tree, but is best viewed as just a grid. Column name, row ID, and you sank my battleship. The tree could have acted as a table, but I used it as a test of AI. And I told the leading programming AI to convert all the values into signals, values that report automatically when they change. And it appeared to have been working, yes. But all my clockwork has to be visible in my own mind. Once I gave it to the AI, I could no longer visualize the inner workings of my program very simply. So despite whatever you are told, that is how programming AI fits into our world. Either engineer your program right, or pray it does not turn around to bite. As you might have guessed already, a programmer casts spells. And they all have detailed, radiant shapes, just like you see in the movies. But the best spells are things like grids that are easy to visualize, cast, and pile stuff on top of. When you use an AI to cast for you, you end up with weird shapes. They are not wrong, mostly ever right, but they aren't perfectly simple. They are somewhat jumbled. And I love refactoring. This is how I learned programming. I would make something and then remake it with many, many different technologies. I am ancient. I have been to so many places, and I have learned to cast so many spells. And even just now, I visited Redbean PHP, a program I haven't used since like 2008. And it's going strong, and it's just as magical. And I'm looking at AI and JavaScript, and I'm thinking, maybe I can port it over from PHP into JavaScript, and what fun would that be? ORMs, move over. We got some magic over here. I highly recommend refactoring as a learning method. It is the fun version of debugging. It is a great joy to learn, just like solving puzzles or playing games. This refactoring effort is for my visual programming language and grants me the power to save and load project files. The full little reward that it all adds up to is a game-like user interface for project management. I want early releases of my program to open like a computer game. New tutorial, load, save, quit, so that it welcomes new programmers from all over the world. I hope to publish some programming tutorials on leading game platforms even. But at first, I am moving towards a desktop application and a web browser extension. That's what an IDE is, an integrated development environment that can go anywhere and do anything. I am still reviewing the web extension idea, and it is currently driven by the fact that web browser sidebars can be of any width, meaning that I can squeeze a web page to mobile-like width and use the newly created 75% or 80% of screen real estate for my visual programming language, which will be tapping into the web page that's open right next to it to customize it and extract data from it. You can even connect an AI to it. The desktop application has the ultimate power, though, as you can imagine. And no, I designed my system in such a way that the IDE is not required for running my programs. Node.js actually allows creation of standalone executable files now, and that could not be more interesting. See, I'm just having way too much fun. Please, please think about learning programming. Oh, just search for JavaScript tutorials on your favorite video site, and you know what? Don't look back. Enter the world of software engineering. Become a wizard, a star admiral, and a yippee-ki-yay maverick code slinger. The ability to program code can help you create anything you can imagine. You can even program shapes to be printed with 3D printers or simulate new physics. Anything and everything is possible. Please, come over to the future and become a software engineer.